For the trials with continuous outcomes, placebo had a beneficial effect, but the effect decreased with increasing sample size, indicating a possible bias related to the effects of small trials. No doubt some research methodology is flawed, but the placebo effect is one of the best-known facts of everyday clinical medicine and critical to assessing the usefulness of drugs. Like consciousness, it cannot simply be defined out of existence. In any event, the fact that neuroimaging data demonstrate the placebo effect obviates questions about its existence. Science journalist Alan Anderson suggests, "Trust and belief are often seen as negative in science, and the placebo effect is dismissed as a kind of fraud because it relies on the belief of the patient. But the real wonder is that faith can work." Anderson has identified a key issue. A materialist may well think that the placebo effect is a kind of fraud precisely because it implies that the mind can change the brain. As a result, materialist accounts of the placebo effect are often incoherent. For example, it may be described as the way in which the brain manipulates itself. As we have seen, the placebo effect is actually triggered by the patient's mental state. In other words, it depends entirely on the patient's state of belief. An unconscious process initiated by the brain to manipulate itself or any other part of the body is a normal healing process, not the placebo effect. For example, had the Parkinson's patient's brains been able to manipulate and thus heal themselves, no treatment would have been required, whether by placebo, pharmaceuticals, sham surgery, or real surgery. In one British study, 63% of 200 doctors admitted to prescribing placebos. Some ethicists have criticized the practice as unethical because the doctor is, in their view, deceiving the patient. But the accusation begs the question. Doctors are systematically taught to behave in a way that invokes the placebo effect: authoritative and reassuring language, framed medical degrees, trademark white coat and stethoscope, definite treatment plan. Indeed, Canadian journalist Martin O'Malley noted in Doctors, an in-depth portrait of working physicians. There are times when doctors have to be arrogant know-it-alls and even bluffers, for it would be distressing if they were to shrug, "I don't know," to questions of which they were not absolutely certain.